All right, greetings. It is the Great One himself. He is the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 18 years. He is right. He has always been right. He will always be right. He has never been wrong. You're welcome. The beautiful acoustics of today's show are brought to you by Aaron Clary's house. Cappy is out of town for the winter, sunning it up in Las Vegas or wherever the hell he's sunning it up at. And the Great One is keeping an eye on the house. I feel like I'm moving in. I moved back in today. I got the computer set up here so I can come to the house and hang out. I'm spending the night tonight, enjoying it out here in the woods and the nice and the peace and the quiet. You got the trees. You got the little birdies going chirpy, chirpy, chirp. And every once in a while, a deer walks across the lawn. Cappy was complaining the other day about the deer eating his lawn. Like, Cappy, do you not understand that the collapse is coming? Those deer that are eating your lawn, that's called protein. I would continue to encourage the deer to show up and eat your lawn, because when the grocery stores go away, which some people think they're not going to go away, I think they are when the electricity goes off, but some people think the electricity isn't going off. Spearco said that the other day. Yeah, the electricity is never going to go off. Ooh, this is coming from the guy who said that the Republicans were going to sweep the 2022 midterm elections. Yeah, I'm still pretty sure the electricity is going to go off, and I think it will happen in our lifetime. Anyhow, Cindy House. I'm hanging out here at Cappy's house. I was sitting in the sun, reading a comic book. Really didn't feel like podcasting because I was trying to think, well, there's these things I could talk about, and then maybe I'd just write about them. I don't know, and I just wasn't feeling inspired. And then the Great One remembered. You see, this morning, the Great One got up and he did some work, actual real work, not computer games, which is what I'm going to do after this. I'm going to play the fuck out of some computer games tonight. Got up this morning, did some work, and then went to the gym, and the gym was good. And then, man, so Planet Fitness. They're running a special right now. You can get a membership for $10 a month plus a $40 annual fee. I'm like, why don't you just make it 12 bucks a month or something? It's stupid. So anyhow, here's the thing. I'm looking, I'm going, well, there's a Planet Fitness not too far from where I live. And it's 10 bucks a month plus a $40 fee. And so maybe this would be a good gym to go to just to attempt meeting girls. Because I got my gym I go to. I like the gym I go to for lifting. So I'm like, okay, Planet Fitness. You know there's going to be chicks at Planet Fitness, right? So I think I'm going to swing by the gym. I'll check it out. So I go to the Planet Fitness and I walk in. And it's like walking into a Best Buy. Because I actually went into a Best Buy a couple of days ago because I needed to get a part. Because I needed a HDMI to VGA adapter so I could hook up my computer system that I'm using right now with my three monitors. Because when I went to two monitors, that was like the shit, right? I got you at two monitors. It's like now I can't function without two monitors. Like it's difficult for me to do work on a laptop because it's only one monitor. So anyway, I got used to two monitors. Then I moved my production computer up to three monitors. Holy fuck, am I spoiled now. You give me a computer with only two monitors, I'm like, but I can't do anything. I feel like a crip. I'm like, Timmy! Right, I can't get anything done. I got to have three monitors. And I was looking, my video card will actually support four monitors. So if I can find a place to physically put the fourth monitor, I'm probably going to go for it. So anyhow, I had to get this adapter so I could hook up my third monitor because the only third monitor I had that I could bring over here is a VGA. So I went into a Best Buy and it's this sterile big box store. Just the whole atmosphere of it is fucking terrible. So I walk into Planet Fitness and it feels just like a Best Buy. Only it's not as well lit. It's really dark. And the walls are dark. The lighting is dim. It's loaded with fucking, what do you call those? Holy shit. I'm using my old Samsung CO1U microphone. This was the very first microphone I started podcasting with 18 years ago. And I have not used this microphone for various reasons in years. And I had forgotten how fucking hot this thing is. I am clipping quite a bit on some of these. I'm going to bring this down a little bit. I might go back to the only problem with this microphone, it doesn't work with Fiendphone, so I can't use it for recording the Greasy Pole with Adam Piggott. And boy, some of you, there's some commentary about Mr. Piggott. Holy shit. The Great One will get to all of that. We're not talking about that today, but the Great One does want to talk about all of that. So, and also I want to sit down and go through the blog and respond to comments and stuff. And I got a lot of emails I need to read. Anyway, you know, the standard litany of shit. I got a lot of stuff that I need to do and I'm not doing it because I'm playing computer games or sitting in the sun out at Cappy's house, listening to the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet while I read a comic book. It's a beautiful day today too. There's snow on the ground, but the sun is out. It's not below zero. It's not 17 below like we had a week ago or whenever it was. Anyhow, I go into the Planet Fitness. Everything is dark. The treadmills, like where you run in one place. I've done that before in the past. I don't know why. Cardio doesn't really work. And I like running, but I want to run outside where I can see stuff. There's a bazillion of these fucking machines. And so I wander deeper. I go past them. And there's like three staff members behind this giant desk where they sell carbonated sugar water and stuff. I'm like, okay. I just walked right past them. I just wander past. There's all these cardio machines and there's like two or three people on them. Literally, Hitler, guys, there's at least like 30 of these things, maybe 40. So I go past that and there's like a section over there where it says on the wall is painted stretching. Because there's a designated stretching section with a little wall around it. And then I come and there's some little weight machines like your Nautilus type machines. And they're all painted the same color purple. And I really like purple as a color. And they look terrible because it's dark and the color scheme of this whole place is like black and purple, which normally I would like as a color combination, but for whatever reason, this place is not pulling it off. And I look over and there's the free weight section, and the free weights section is the smallest part, and they have four Smith machines. Four. Okay. One Smith machine is too many because Smith machines are death traps. If you don't believe me, go to YouTube and Google for Smith machine accident or something like that and watch the people almost getting killed by Smith machines. And a very tiny number of free weights. And I'm just like, okay, between the lack of free weight equipment and just the shitty atmosphere of this place, I don't know that I would want to come here. I don't think I'd want to come here to work out, that's for sure. And I'm not even sure I'd want to come here to attempt meeting some girls, because in this environment, as shitty as this is making me feeling, because I've now been in here for like 20 seconds and I just want to get the fuck out, I'm not sure I would want to approach a girl. So anyhow, I turned around and got the fuck out. I might go back again and walk in and see if I get a different impression, because for $10 a month and $40 a year, it might be worth a year investment to go there a little bit and see if there's any hot chicks. And I'm going to adjust the fucking microphones. I'm actually going to pause, however, so you don't have to listen to me adjust the microphone. I'll be back in uno secondo. All right. I also brought with me the shitty microphone stand, the one that I don't use at home anymore because it's shitty. And I figured, I should be able to make it work. And of course, if it doesn't stay in position, the weight of the microphone makes the arm slowly go down. It's like, I'm cranking the fuck out. So anyway, went to the gym this morning. The gym was good. After I went to the gym, I headed towards Cappy's house and I started at the grocery store along the way to pick up some foods and stuff. While I'm in the grocery store, standing there in the line behind the fucking boomers. Oh God, it was boomer day at the grocery store. I won't even go there. There were so, oh God, the boomers. So anyhow, I'm standing there and they got the magazines, right, at the rack where you're checking out. And I look at the magazine, I see Life magazine. And the cover, it says 100 photographs, the most important pictures of all time, and the stories behind them. We will now have a moment of silence as the Great One has a drink of beer. I'm drinking a Cadillac Couch from Sawyer Brewing Company up in Spearfish, South Dakota. Speaking of what I'm drinking, I don't remember if I told you guys I was doing this or not. This is important. December, I did carnivore month in December. Unlike the previous carnivore month, where I failed a couple of times, I ate French fries twice and some stuff. This time I did 31 days. No cheating, no slippage. For 31 days, the Great One ate only meat, sausage, bacon, steak, chicken. Actually, I didn't have any chicken. Pork. Meat. For 31 days, I ate meat, eggs, butter, and avocados. That was the thing I threw in to go with it. Avocados. I do not shit you one bit. Zero alcohol. Now, there's people out there. Aaron Clary is one of them because he knows me. If you told Aaron Clary I could go 31 days without alcohol, he'd say, he can't go 31 hours without alcohol. The fuck are you talking about? No shit, guys. 31 days, no booze, meat, eggs, butter, avocados. Lost 4 pounds. Oh, you know, meat has fat. Fat makes you fat. No. Bread makes you fat. It's amazing how we just can't figure this out. Well, we can, it's anyway, medical industrial complex, your doctor doesn't make money if you're not sick, you know, all that stuff. Anyhow, so carnivore month. I've decided I'm going to do 2 carnivore months every year. They're not going to be certain months. It'll just be when I decide to have one. Then on January the 1st, oh my God, I ate so much fucking sugar. Because no sugar. It's a whole month. No sugar. None. No sugar. Oh, boy. And not only that, you guys know I fast every other day, right? No, during carnivore month, I ate every single day. So I ate more than I normally eat, and I ate nothing but meat and eggs and butter, and I lost weight. So when people tell you that eating meat makes you fat, these people do not know what the fuck they're talking about. And I don't care if your doctor told you that. Your doctor doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay, now, we're getting to the story. Eventually, we're going to get to today's topics. If you're new around here, this is how this podcast normally goes. Standing there behind the boomer, who is behind the boomer. Oh my God, the other day, we make fun of this, right? This is the joke. We've all heard this joke before. It's one thing. Hold on, I'm going to move the microphone because I'm getting really loud. I'm going to move it farther away from me. So we know it, this is the joke, right? While I was at the grocery store and I was behind the old woman and the teller, the checkout girl, she rang everything up and she says, that'll be $73.14. And the old boomer woman goes, oh, how much? And $73.14. And the old boomer woman goes, okay. And the boomer reaches into her purse and she pulls out her checkbook And then she goes for the pen because she couldn't start writing the check while the checkout girl was checking out the groceries. No, she has to wait. That actually happened. This is not a joke. I'm not exaggerating. It fucking happened. Like, God damn it, you fucking boomer. Oh, God, I wanted to fucking kill her. So today, I'm at the grocery store. Standing in the line, I look over, I see the Life magazine, 100 photographs, the most important pictures of all time. All time. Okay? Time started quadrillions of years ago when the Big Bang happened. You know, or if you're Adam Piggott, it started thousands and thousands, however many thousands of years ago when God said, let there be light. Okay, either way, it doesn't fucking matter whichever one you believe. Either way, these are the most important pictures of all time. All of time. All time includes the past, the present, and the future. That's all time. These pictures are the most important of all time. All of it. On the cover of Life magazine, where it says 100 photographs, the most important pictures of all time, here are the four photographs. I need to see if I can save this. Can I open image in new tab? Yes. Okay, good. I can get this picture so you can see it. Because I found it on the internet. Here are the four pictures on the cover of this magazine. Now, if this is the 100 most important pictures of all time, you would think the four pictures they choose to put on the cover of the magazine would be amongst the most important of the most important. Would you not? Would you not make that assumption? I would make that assumption. Now, that's an assumption. I have no empirical evidence for this. It is an assumption. If I was doing a magazine in which I was going to present the 100 most important photographs of all of time, I would put the most important ones on the cover. Here they are. The flag raising at Iwo Jima. A photograph of the Earth taken from the moon. The Great Depression migrant mother photograph, and that stupid bitch on the American soccer team who, when they won the game, she took her shirt off. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me now to begin today's podcast, which is about how women should make babies and shut the fuck up. Okay, the four most important photographs in all of time, according to Life magazine. The raising of the flag at Iwo Jima. Here we have men. Men fought and died. Now, is war a good thing? No. But war requires active participation. War is difficult. War is a struggle. These men were shot at. They watched their friends dying. They were shooting people. They were killing people. They had to deal with the mental and the trauma and the psychological applications of this for the rest of their life. They raised the fucking flag. They took the fucking hill. Eventually, we won the war. I know all the fucking Europeans and people like Adam Piggott. You know, America didn't win the war by itself. It doesn't matter. These guys got shot at. They were pretty fucking manly. They endured some serious fucking shit. Next to this is a picture of a woman who played soccer. What did she do? Why is her picture famous? She took her shirt off. Next to her is a picture of four men raising a flagpole. These four men saw their friends die. These four men pissed on themselves out of fear. Next to them is a picture of a woman who became famous for taking her shirt off. On the bottom half of the cover, we see a photograph of the Earth from the moon. The moon, the one place only white men have gone. Heterosexual white men. We'll come to the importance of heterosexual white men soon. Heterosexual white men, the only people who have gone to the moon. There it is. They got in a little fucking tin can. What did they do? They sat on top of a giant cylinder filled with explosives. They then set the end of the cylinder on fire and shot the fucking thing up into the goddamn air. Where they then went through space and using a computer that's less powerful than a calculator and had nothing to do with some black women doing math, despite what you saw on an HBO special. They arrived at and landed on the moon and almost ran out of fuel on the way down because Neil Armstrong overshot his fucking LZ. And they got out and they took a fucking picture with a goddamn camera that uses film, not a fucking cell phone. And then they lifted up off the moon and fucking rendezvoused with another spaceship while orbiting the goddamn moon. And then they came back and they landed in the fucking ocean. Next to that is a picture of a woman whose accomplishment was being there while someone else took her picture. She was literally sitting in the place where she was already at, and another person took her picture. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins put themselves in a tin can on top of a cylinder filled with explosives and shot themselves into the fucking sky. This woman sat on her butt while someone else took her picture. The idea that the two photographs on the right side of this cover are in any way equivalent to the two photographs on the left side of this cover is fucking retarded. And women should literally, Hitler, be fucking stripped naked, branded, and sold like cattle. I was going to read to you, like a bedtime story, Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. But stupid Jill forgot her pill. Now they have a daughter. I was going to read to you the story of this woman who's in this picture. But there's no point because it's literally, the story is here. I'll put the link to it. You can read it. She didn't do anything. She literally did not do anything. They were there. Their car broke down and this photographer came along and took her picture. This is what women are capable of. This is what women can accomplish when they put their minds to it. This is what being strong and independent will get you. Okay. I talked about these things in, I think it was the previous podcast. Dana White slaps wife in video released by TMZ. How UFC president reacted to New Year's Eve altercation. Okay, so I said he was an NFL guy. Apparently he's not an NFL guy. He is the UFC president. And his wife involved in a physical altercation on New Year's Eve, blah, blah, blah. They struck. Okay, so then they've got the video. We can come over here. We're going to look at the video. I looked at the video once. I'm going to look at the video again. So here they are. They're in a club or something. You know, you can tell. I don't even have the volume on, so I can't hear what's going on. Do I need to turn the volume on? Will it make any difference? I mean, you can't hear anything but shitty music. Yeah, you can't really hear anything. All right. So they're in this club and they're dancing. And the links will be in the show notes because I don't have an OnlyMans account. And then something's going on and she's got her face in her hands. And he's like touching her hand. She's walking away and she turns around and slaps him in the face. And he smacks her back. And then they're kind of pushing and shoving on each other. I mean, this is it. This is it. This is the big fucking deal. This is national television shit. She hit him first. He smacked her back. What's the big deal? Now, I said this before, and the more I've thought about it, the more truth I realize there is in this, and the more important this becomes. You do realize, right, that everyone out there, everyone likes to put themselves in little minority groups. Well, I'm a tranny. Well, I'm a faggot. You know, I'm a woman. I'm a darky. I'm a Mexican. I'm a CPA. You know, I'm an author. I'm a one-eyed combat vet. I'm a left-handed, red-headed stepson of a tranny. You know, whatever special interest group you want to create so that you can feel special, right? So then all of these special interest groups, all these minority groups, women, pox, trannies, homos, whatever, they all run around declaring they're equal. Well, equal to who? Right? Pox are not declaring we are equal to women. Women are not saying we're equal to trannies. Trannies are not saying we're equal to homosexuals, okay? Pedophiles are not saying we're equal to women. When every one of these groups says they are equal, what they mean is they are equal to heterosexual white men. Right? We are the only ones who have walked on the moon. We are the standard. That's what they all mean. When people say, we want equal rights, for example, okay? When black people say, we want equal rights, they don't mean they want equal rights to homosexuals. They don't mean they want equal rights to trannies. They don't want equal rights to minor attracted persons. They don't want equal rights to women. When black people say, we want equal rights, they mean we want equal rights to heterosexual white men. When Jews say, we want equal rights, everyone laughs because Jews own everything. When women say, we want equal rights, they don't mean equal rights to black people or equal rights to homosexuals. They mean equal rights to heterosexual white men. Well, here we are. This woman behaved just like a man. She smacked a man, and he did what any man would do to a man that smacked him. He smacked the bitch back. This is equality, right? If I smacked another man, like let's say Adam Piggott, since we're picking on Adam Piggott recently. If I smack Adam Piggott, Adam's going to smack me back, most likely. And I'm going to need to be a man and fucking accept that. And if Adam smacks me first, then I need to process this, say, well, did I deserve to be smacked? In which case, I need to take it like a man, or do I smack his ass back? And if I smack him back and he starts fucking crying, I'm going to smack him again for being a fucking pussy. But here you get a woman. I guarantee you this bitch is strong and independent. I don't even need to try looking her up on the internet. I bet, you know, she said shit about how women can do it all. I bet she's got a career, you know, all this horse shit. She acts like a man. She gets treated like a man. And oh my God, the world goes insane. It's on the fucking national news. It's on ESPN. Here's the quote from this guy, all right? Quote, my wife and I were out on Saturday night on New Year's Eve, and unfortunately, that's what happened. I'm one of the guys. You've heard me say for years, there's never, ever an excuse for a guy to put his hands on a woman. And now here I am on TMZ talking about it. This fucking beta male cuck shit about there's never an excuse to hit a woman. Oh my God. I mean, yeah, Bill Burr did a great comedy piece about that. Maybe I'll find that and put that in the show notes if I remember. I'd write a note, but I don't have any paper in front of me. Great one. You have a computer. Could you make a fucking note on the goddamn computer? Could you open up Notepad and type a fucking note to yourself? Yeah, maybe I could do that. That actually might be possible. That might be within my fucking limited skill set. Video Bill Burr not hit bitch. But again, this whole thing, if they're equal, this is the problem. If you're, I can hit another man. If a woman is equal to a man, then I can hit a woman. If I can't hit a woman, but I can hit a man, I guarantee you I can hit a man. Like if Aaron Clary pisses me off enough, I can give him a smack across the face. If I piss Aaron off enough, he can give me a smack across the face. And once again, if I deserved it, I'll take it like a man. If I didn't deserve it, I'll hit the fucker back. Okay? But that's how that works. If a woman is equal to a man, then she can get smacked. If she can't get smacked, then she's not equal to a man. It's that goddamn simple. I'm fucking sick of this beta male cucking.
Never an excuse for a guy to put his hands on a woman.
He continues, my wife and I have been married for almost 30 years, which is kind of impressive given the divorce rate. We've known each other since we were 12 years old. Good God. We've obviously been through some shit together. We've got 3 kids. Are you sure that the kids are yours? I'll bet one of them isn't, at least. And this is one of those situations that's horrible. It's horrible. Oh my God, it's so horrible. Like, this is horrible. Okay, there's people in other countries that were attending weddings when a drone flew over and launched a missile at them and blew them the fuck up. Okay, that's horrible. Smacking your wife after she smacks you is not horrible. You're just a faggot. You are as beta gets. This is not horrible. You have no idea what horrible is, you pampered little fucking pussy. I'm embarrassed. You should be embarrassed for the shit you're saying right now. Well, but you're not a man, so that's why you're not. I'm embarrassed, but it's also one of those situations that right now we're more concerned about our kids. Okay. Why? Were your kids going to turn into school shooters? I mean, are they going to vote Democrat? Are they going to go on hormone blockers? I mean, what? We have 3 kids, at least one of which isn't mine, statistically speaking. And obviously, since the video popped up, we've shown the kids the video. We're more focused on our family right now. People are going to have opinions on this, and most of the people's opinions would be right, especially in my case. No, most people's opinions about virtually anything are wrong all the time, but nice try. You don't put your hands on a woman ever. Not ever. Oh my God, you never put a, really? What if a woman is a shooter? What if, you know, women do sometimes kill their children. You know this, right? I'm not talking about abortion. I'm talking about women have done things like drown their children in a bathtub. So you walk into the bathroom and your wife or your girlfriend, whatever, she's got a kid. Maybe the kid is yours. Let's say you even did a paternity test. The kid is yours. And she's got your kid and she's holding your kid's head under the water in the bathtub trying to kill him. Oh no, we can't touch a woman. I mean, this is so fun. Once again, I know there's stupid people out there. I'm not saying men should walk out of the house and just walk up and punch every woman they see in the face. I'm not opposed to that, but I'm not saying that's what should happen. But this thing about you don't put your hands on a woman ever. You do realize what the word ever means in this context, okay? Like, here we go. Okay, guys, here's one. Here's one. Okay, here's one. Okay, morality is objective. It is not subjective. It is on or off. It's boy or girl. It's black or white. Okay? If moralities are not objective, they are subjective personal preferences. Okay? You do not ever have sex with an 8-year-old child. There are zero exceptions to that. None. Okay? If you walk in the bathroom and a woman is holding the head of her child underwater in the bathtub to drown him, you do not attempt to have sex with the child. Okay? You never, ever have sex with an 18-year-old. Woo! No, you have sex with lots of 18-year-olds. You never, ever have sex with an 8-year-old child. Yes, there are times when you put your fucking hands on a woman. You, sir, are a fucking beta male cuck faggot. And I would urge you, while you have this publicity, to get your ass on the internet and set up an OnlyMans account to take advantage of this shit. He goes on, here's another one, quote, "There's one thing that you never bounce back from, and that's," take a wild guess what it is you don't bounce back from, guys. "It's not pedophilia. You can have sex with small children and still get elected to political office. That's not it. There's one thing you never bounce back from, and that's putting your hands on a woman." You don't bounce back from putting your hands on a woman. You just don't put your hands on a woman, guys. You can't bounce back from it. God, this is so fucking faggoty. You can't bounce back from putting your hands on a woman. Elkins, hope you're listening to this at the gym. Hope this is getting you to fucking lift with those little noodle arms. See, Elkins, now this is a perfect time for you to come visit. Cappy's gone. He left me in charge of his house, which was a terrible mistake last year. I don't know why he repeated it. Probably going to burn the place down or something. He's going to call, like, "Hey, great one. How's it going? Oh, Cappy, everything's great. There are, your house still has all the windows. All the windows are still intact, and none of your furniture has been sold, and there's definitely not a party, and nobody is drinking your alcohol. No, your automobiles are fine. None of the cars have been wrecked, and certainly none of them are upside down in a ditch. Everything's great, Cappy. Everything's fantastic. Enjoy yourself down there with the GF, down there in Las Vegas, in the warmth. No, everything's fine. We got it under control." See, Elkins, you come on up here. We got Cappy's house all to yourself. We go hang out. I'd say we'd go chase girls, but number one, there's not that many girls to chase. And number two, now you got a girlfriend, so you can't look at other women, which is good, because if we do find any hot chicks, wouldn't let you have them anyhow. I would go after them. So, but no, Elkins is probably be like, "Oh, great one. We're going into tax season. I got to work. Oh, wow. Oh, God, whatever." God, it's like a fucking woman. Anyhow, Elkins, get your ass to the gym. I mean, so there you go. That's pathetic. Okay, let's do this one. Then we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to fucking get this podcast posted. And then, yeah, I'm going to play some fucking computer games. So I discovered this new one. I mean, it's not a new game. It's been around for a little while. I don't know how long exactly, but it's new to me. It's called Grim Dawn. And yeah, I looked at it. I've only played it 3 or 4 times. First time I fired it up, you know, just to look at it. And I'm like, okay, so it looks like you only got one character. But it's a lot like Dungeon Siege, the original Dungeon Siege, which you've heard me talk about a lot. That's one of my favorite games. And it's really nice because... So I got distracted. Nick Gillespie is writing at Newsweek.com? Really? Anyway, The game is pretty simple in the way you play. You just kind of run around and you click on the bad guys and you beat the bad guys up and then you get loot. But it's got some really interesting skill trees. And so it's got a really good balance between just enough complexity to make it interesting with the skill trees and the way you can build out your character. But then the rest of it is simple enough that I can be almost brain dead and still play this game. Because like Star Wars takes a little bit of thought. But this is brain dead enough. Like last night, it wasn't last night. I played for about an hour right before bed. Because yesterday was a day I worked and I did a bunch of shit at home. But I did this and that and whatever. And by the time it got to this point, like my brain was cooked. I was just like drooling on myself and shit. And said, well, let me try. And it was great because it was mindless enough that I could just kill things and get loot and explore. So it takes place like in a post-apocalypse world. There's a lot of essentially zombies running around and monsters and stuff like that. So I run around exploring the world and killing things and collecting loot. It was great. It was the perfect level. I didn't have to be very conscious to play the game and enjoy it. Anyways, was Damar Hamlin's cardiac arrest related to the Wuhan vax? What we know. This is from Newsweek, so you already know how this is going to spin. The news about Buffalo Bills' Damar Hamlin collapsing in a game against the Bengals shocked NFL fans around the globe. Blah, 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 rush to the hospital, ventilator. Oh, and a ventilator, just like with Wuhan. However, even with so little publicly available information, multiple claims posted on social media have suggested that Hamilton's collapse was linked to the WuVax. They have actual links here. Let's see what these say. No, I don't want to turn that. Okay, well, this tweet's already been removed. So much for Elon Musk. Laura Loomer, I've heard her name before. She's some kind of conservathought, I'm pretty sure. This may be hard for people to hear, but it's the truth. If you have to preface your shit with that kind of disclaimer, you're probably going to be lying. I mean, you don't want to talk about the vaccine being cause of young people collapsing, having heart attacks because they took the jab and can't cope with the reality of what it does. This Tom Fitton, I don't know, the NFL pushed the Wuhan vax on its players. When will the league investigate whether the rare mitochondrious vaccine side effects is affecting players? They won't. So anyhow, none of those said anything about, see, notice that, suggested his collapse. Neither of those tweets mentioned him by name. Neither of those tweets suggested that what happened to Hamlin was because of the WuVax. Neither of those tweets had Hamlin's name in it. But normies will read this Newsweek article, not click on the links, and just assume that people somewhere said that Hamlin's death was caused by the WuVax. I am saying that his heart attack? I am saying that Hamlin's death was probably caused by the WuVax. See, I'm saying that. But neither of those tweets that were linked to in this article, neither of them said that. Many, but not all. Oh, all right, let's see what this link says. Oh, look, this Twitter tweet is also gone. So far out of four Twitter posts that Newsweek is linked to, two of them have been removed. Now, did the person who put them up remove them, or did they get censored by Twitter? And ooh, my Elon Musk, ooh, my freedom is coming back to Twitter. Ooh, Elon Musk is gonna save the world. Ooh, I wanna take Elon Musk's dick in my mouth, and then I want him to pull it out and put it in my 8-year-old son, because my 8-year-old son is a tranny, and he's gonna get hormone blockers, and I'm so enlightened. Ooh. And you never put your hands on a woman. Never, never put your hands on a woman. Never, never. So if a woman, okay, guys, if a woman is robbing a liquor store and the police show up, this is a real fucking question. When you say something fucking stupid, like you never put, you, there's no reason to put your hands on a woman ever. Okay, so if a woman is robbing a liquor store, are the police supposed to not touch her? This is so fucking beta. This is why the electricity is going to go off in our lifetime. This guy's a, this fucking Dana faggot, Dana White. He's a total fucking cuck. He's a pussy. I'm sure he can beat somebody up in the ring, but you know what he can't do? He can't beat up a woman. What if it's a fucking tranny woman? Oh my God, I heard, I don't know if this is true or not. I heard this fragment. So I heard somewhere, someone said that I think it was the UFC, and I could be wrong, okay? I could be wrong about all this. I think I heard the UFC or some fighting, something was going to set up a different league for trannies so that men who are pretending to be women can no longer beat up on biological women. Wait a minute. Wait, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Stop, 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 stop. If there's, stop, stop. Stop. You don't put your hands on a woman ever. That's what it says. That's what he said. Now, you can say, well, great, does that mean like you can't pick her up if she falls down? We know what he's saying. We could take it that far. It's like, well, how do you fuck her without touching her with your hands, right? You just put your dick in, right? Well, no, no, we know what he's saying. He's saying you don't hit a woman. That's what he's saying. We're not going to be that obtuse. Okay, what about UFC matches where a tranny man is hitting a woman? If you don't put your hands on a woman ever, why are men who have breast implants in a ring hitting women on national television for money? Oh, that's right, money. Because if a man is getting paid money to go on national TV where the UFC is making money to hit a woman, that's okay, isn't it, Dana? By the way, your name is Dana, okay? Why didn't your mom just name you June or Sally or Sue? Your name is Dana. No wonder you're a fucking pussy. This is how women put their little boys on hormone blockers before hormone blockers existed. They named them things like Dana. Many, but not all, of the tweets about Damar Hamill's cardiac arrest have used a cautious language and innuendo rather than making an outright connection between his injury. That's not an injury. A heart attack is not an injury. Injury is a broken arm. Between his injury and the Wuhan vax. Nevertheless, the messaging of those sharing this claim has leaned on the well-worn, speculative, and previously debunked tropes about the WuVax. The debunked, you mean the debunked trope that the WuVax will make you 100% protected from Wuhan? You mean the trope that the WuVax will prevent you from getting Wuhan and prevent you from spreading Wuhan and prevent you from dying from Wuhan? You mean those tropes? Those debunked pieces of information? Is that the ones you're talking about? Turning Point USA Charlie Kirk's reference on Twitter to athletes dropping suddenly was almost certainly a nod to a theory popularized during the height of the pandemic that vaccines had been linked to heart attacks and other injuries suffered by athletes. No, it's not a theory. There's a bunch of fucking high school kids who are having heart attacks. See, once again, we're going to pretend we, okay, the media and thus the people who follow the media, the narrative is going to tell us that high school kids having heart attacks is normal. And everyone's going to believe this is normal. See, here's the thing. 10 years from now, there's going to be, is this a prediction? This is going to be a prediction. Hold on. This is going to be a prediction. I have to write this down. Prediction. 10 years from now, we will enter a phase. Okay, how do I phrase this? 10 years from now, it will be normal for at least 2 NFL players a year to have heart attacks. While playing the game. Because I imagine maybe some of them have heart attacks outside of the game. I would need to do some research to find out historically how many NFL players have heart attacks. And I may need to change this prediction depending on what they say. For right now, I'm going to go with 2 a year while playing the game. Here's a more solid prediction. The number of heart attacks amongst active NFL players. The number of heart attacks among active NFL players will go up. I can't say, it will minimum double. It'll quadruple. I need to see what the historical research on this is. It's going to go up, guys. It's going to go up. All right. Anyway, and then it's blah, 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 and then blah, blah, blah. We don't know. And then we don't know. Nobody knows, but we know this. We know it didn't have anything to do with the WuVax. We still don't know the extent of the damage or the full diagnosis. However, the claim that his injury, it's not an injury, it's a heart attack, may have been caused by the WuVax can, even now, be treated with informed skepticism. At this stage, no known evidence has emerged that would support the idea that Hamill's injury was related to a WuVax. For a start, it's not clear whether Hamill has ever been WuVaxed, as he has not stated so publicly. No, but statistically speaking, we know he has. He's in the NFL, and they pressured all of their people to do it. And of course, there's Snoops. Snoops, fact check this. And no medical information about Hamill's condition had mentioned WuVax. As Snoops also reported, medical privacy laws, which are a total joke, medical privacy laws limit information healthcare providers can share about patients. But didn't people get their WuVax like at Walmart or Walgreens or Safeway? Like seriously, if you go to Walgreens and you get a flu shot, does that fall under the same medical privacy as something you discuss with your doctor? Because your doctor is one thing. Like that chick at Walgreens who, you know, probably made it out of high school and is giving you that shot, is she legally bound by any of this stuff? Furthermore, it is widely thought that his cardiac arrest was instead more likely to be linked to a chest injury the NFL star sustained moments before his collapse. See, it's widely thought, guys, it's widely thought that the US dollar has actual value. It's widely thought that the American military is fighting for our freedom, when in fact, as we know, according to that Mexican guy who tackled the killer in the Club Q shooting, he was actually in Afghanistan fighting so that trannies could get on stage dressed as women and dance. Okay? There are many things which are widely thought. It is widely thought that eating meat is unhealthy. It is widely thought that eating bread is nutritious. It is widely thought that politicians are not pedophiles. It is widely thought that Jews are humans. It is widely thought that a vast number of inferior people are actually equal to heterosexual white men. And it is widely thought that we desperately, desperately need to get back to the moon so that women and pox can walk around on the beautiful, pristine surface that up until now has only been trod by heterosexual white men.